Blog Talk Radio.
Straight raw motherfucker radio, man. Anthrax P, I see you in that Benzy. Soda, I see you. Whole Queens. The motherland. Kingston, Jamaica. Whole Africa. Whole West Coast. All around the globe, like Steve Fawcett. Distant relatives.
As we enter, come look, we're taking on the biggest adventure. Must be the venture that you ever thought you could touch our credentials. What's the initials?
QB, Jamrock, the lyrical official. Send out the order, laws and the rituals.
Burn candles, say prayers, paint heroes. It is truth, we big news, we hood heroes.
For us to anchor, we come to bunker. Man a bad man, we not play Willy Wonka.
And I got the guns,
I got the ganja.
And we can blaze it up on your block if you wanna. Or haze it up, stash box in a Hummer. Or you can run up and get done up.
Or get something that you want none of. Unlimited amount to collect. Electromos, Electromos, truth intellectual.
And I'm shrewd about decimals. And my man to speak patois. And I can speak rap star, y'all feel me. Even if it's in Swahili, a body Ghani.
Missouri Tana, switch up the language, I move for Ghana.
Salute and honor, real revolution rhymers.
Written piranhas, like two Obamas.
Unfold the drum. Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Now I've been doing the content and turn it out. Body diversity till I scream murder out. The king is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with Duke coming. Renegades that appeal your back. Like new hunters, spend some juice on it. You don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on it.
Prince of Kingston, contract we use and govern the kingdom. Rise up the Winston.
Stay on radio, baby.
Your eyes realize you could die any instant.
And I can hear the sound of your voice and you must lose your life like mice in the kitchen.
Snitching. I can see him pissing on himself and he wetting up his thighs and he trying to resist it.
Switching. I can feel him digging up shit like a flag on my own and keep persisting.
That's how you end up in a hit.
In a bad man business. No evidence. Rhymes in fingerprintless.
Flow effortless.
Casual like the weekend.
No pressure when.
You're comfy and decent.
Set this off beastin'.
Hunting season.
And frankly speaking, word is out, hysteria you heard about. Now I've been through the gun, can't turn it out. Body diverse until I scream murder out. The king is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with Duke coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Spend some juice on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on it. Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Now I've been through the gun, can't turn it out. Body diverse until I scream murder out. The king is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with Duke coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Spend some juice.
You don't want to lose on it, either move on or move on. 646-078-3313, AKFC. Mr. Zeke, I've been DC, I see. Omar, you got an album, Master, I see you. Good luck on the joint. Out to my niggas in, Big Bad Pipe. Zach, Sobo, things of that nature. All the original heads out there, the real B-boys, that keep the cyphers going, all the MCs out there, the DJs, the whole shit. Especially them graph riders. Let's keep it going. Top the canine. Feel the track right here. And make sure you go cop three, one for the whip, one to keep in plastic, and one for the crib.
From Africa, we was once happiness pursuers. Now we backstabbing, combative and abusive. The African and Arab are at it, they most Muslim. We should be moving in unison, disputes are in. Bounty hunters in Grape Street get cool again. Some standing housing, got the young runner rampant, wildin'. Poor phantom, he can stallin'. Mass on his face, grabbing his Ruger. Say nobody move, I shoot you, man, you expiring. Since 25 and he does it like a man inside. With black, white pride and Mexican, survive the best he can. Trap a shake to a stop. Why don't we all collide? Why do the young die? It's loss of murder and burglary. Tattoos his chest as his enemies don't deserve to breathe.
Greg.
I promise diamonds, I gave you Mandela. Black Dolly Lamas, I gave you music. You enthusing my kindness, so how dare you reduce
oh,
me. I'm as timeless in case we ain't never been acquainted. Climate, who made it, it gets duplicated. Mindless violence, well let me try to paint it. Here's the 5 steps and hopes to explain it.
One.
It's me and my nation against the world.
Two.
The me and my clan against the nation.
Three.
The me and my fam against the clan.
Four.
The me and my brother with no hesitation. Go against the fam until they cave in.
Five.
Now who's left in this deadly equation? That's right, it's me against my brother. Then we point a clash make up and kill one another.
Over colors, over money, over land and over island, over God and over idols, and evil lovers, over breakfast, over dinner, over sofas, over jungle, over rima, over bookers, over Brooklyn, over Queens and over rockers, over red and over blue and over chokers, over red and over blue and undercovers, tribal trouble, the tribal suffer, God they use them now, go a war and go fight with knuckle, the two sides suffer. Vietnam now go a war with no more kung fu, none chuckle, the silent shuckle, and the Queen of England and Uncle Sam them a flex them muscle, the tribal hustle, blood time and puzzle, survival struggle. Everyone deserves to earn, every child deserves to learn.
My boy Quincy, I see ya.
Each and every one deserves to earn, like a flame deserves to burn.
It's your boy, boy. I make a bad struggle.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn.
My little character, who's gonna make
Babylon deserve a turn, like Babylon deserve to burn.
I usually do my 30-minute mark, but like I said, again, because this is my show. Let's go here real quick.
All I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
When the Yamakitian can trade.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is Nas, the LifeFiles.com.
Get ready to drop the Distant Relatives album with Damian Marley. How'd that come together? That was in works for a long time, right?
Yeah, we've been working on it for like a year, year and a half. So we just wanted to get down, you know, work together.
How did you make the decision to finally go ahead and do it and go with what label you're going to go with to release the album and all the politics of getting the album together?
Yeah, you know, we just worked on the music and it wasn't about what label was going to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
We on two different labels. We just sorted it out later on. We just started doing it ourselves. So we just felt like it was a good thing to do right now. It just felt good. You went with it, you know what I'm saying? When you feel it, go with it.
What was the recording process like? Were you guys in the studio together? Were you guys email each other tracks or send each other tracks?
Yeah, we was in the sessions together. Every session we did in the same room.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the first song you recorded? Remember?
First song I think we recorded was As We Enter.
As we enter, come the critic upon the biggest adventure. Must be the picture that you ever thought you could touch our credentials.
The track was up. You know, we just said, let's go back and forth and just go.
How many songs on the album?
The album has like 14 records, I think.
You know, how many did you guys record? Did you have to shave it down to 14?
We just recorded, and once it was done, it was done. We didn't go back. We didn't go and say, take this off and add something new. We just recorded the song and that was it.
What do you think about the speed of the internet now and how you can record something in the studio and it can be out on the internet and downloaded in less than 24 hours? Do you embrace the internet or do you think it's hurting artists' creativity and the way the music is? Because sometimes records get leaked and they're not mixed or they're not mastered properly. And you don't want that out there before it's completed. So what do you think?
I mean, before that, the mob was hijacking trucks with albums. You know what I'm saying? With the shiploads of albums going to the warehouse, getting hijacked and shit, robbed.
Yeah.
Or the shit would just leak. Somebody make a cassette copy or a CD copy or whatever they was doing back then. The shit was always leaking. You know what I'm saying? The black market, you know what I mean? The Africans would be out there with the fake joints on the sidewalk, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to leak. No matter if it's the internet or what, it was always leaking before the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so it is
what
it is.
Do you think with the internet now it's been affecting sales or more than, because even with the leaks, you would still have your million selling. Even with the black market, like you were just talking about, you still have your artists who would sell their million records and do stuff back then. So you think the internet is hurting the sales?
I don't like saying that. You know what I mean? At first, when it first happened, yeah, it was a lot of music being stolen. You know what I mean? It still is, but at first it was such a new thing that everybody blamed the internet, but it's the new world. It's the new world, so it is what it is. It'll balance out at some point. You know?
Right. How would you rate Barack Obama on what he's accomplished thus far these past 2 years? And what do you feel about the scrutiny that, you know, people give him when he makes decisions?
I think he knew what he signed up for before he got in office and he was running for president. You know what that job entails. He's not surprised by anything that people are doing or saying, you know what I mean? If I was him, I'd probably think a lot of people is fucking stupid, you know?
I mean, it's stupid.
The shit that people caught up in that don't matter. You know what I mean? Shit they got against them that has no real meaning. You know what I'm saying?
What was the last movie you saw? Do you go to his non-books in the movies?
Because now I'm going to the movies.
You probably like to watch movies in your crib?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, I fuck with the movies. Yeah.
You got into the Avatar craze?
Yeah, Avatar's crazy. Craziest shit ever. Mm. You know? I'm ready to see the new Freddy Krueger shit. Yeah.
How did you feel when you heard that on Michael Jackson passed last year? Where were you? Remember where you were when you got the call when you heard about it?
Yeah, Mike, I was home. I was at in Georgia home at the crib.
Mm.
And fucking big gust of wind just blew my fucking door open. The screen, it's not the real door, screen downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It blew that shit. And it fucking started raining hard as hell. And I looked back into the house at the TV and that shit was on the news. Somebody called me and shit and told me. You know. It's crazy.
What was your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Too many. I love Mike. Let's just say that.
That's true. Who's in your iPod or your CD changer outside of your music now? Who are some of the younger cats that you're listening to? Mm-hmm.
In my iPod and CD changer, Scarface.
Mm-hmm. What album was Scarface on?
The best of Scarface. Just bought it. I just bought it on Rap-A-Lot Records.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on there. Hand of the Dead Body. Jesse James, all that shit. Marvin Gaye, I Want You. Sade, new album, Soldier of Love. So a couple of shit.
I want you to keep the goggles on, man. I usually do that in the middle of the show. I decided to switch it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? My fucking show, so. This track right here is called Strong Will Continue. Through the knowledge.
All I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up, I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
Wendy, I'm a kid, I'm a target. I
you put yourself in your own choosing. Either you're winning or losing. Don't you get it confused. Cause you start bringing out your own movie. Playing out the role you choose to. Stand up and fight if you know say you're right. And no, you will never fail. The single scale and the wind shall prevail and the boat shall forever sail. Hey, there ain't no stopping our cruising. Even when they're better than bruised. Out on all the sprinters and Mount Olympus. My God, tougher than bruised.
Now I'm a Christian.
In the shadow of death, New York to Cali, for the money, power, respect, it's a journey, some will get left behind, cause in life, you cannot press rewind, get it right, you only have one first chance to make one first impression that lasts a lifetime, reputation supersede itself, do you believe in hell, Babylon, greed for wealth, do you deceive yourself, and let your ego swell, and disregard those who most need your help, thick skin, the dark won't take my soul, survive spiritual wars, see my wealth, in the evil spell, but the faith is stronger. I saw grown men fall when I was a youngster, but I clenched my fist, ready to go against whoever. Tied my Timbs and rise in the end.
Y'all move on, man. Stay wrong, radio.
But never say never, every good he want better. Just be a go-getter, and always be clever. In every endeavor, God trust in time, God but trust in measure. You better try to pleasure, from your neighbor spring clever. The land and the treasure, work for whatever. Just say don't be a beggar, the Alpha Omega. We bless every soul, no matter which name you prefer. The immortal stepper, we live in every sea, no matter which color leather. We never let rain or rock here, which kind of weather. Your destiny to rise like the sun of Rebecca. Don't stop for a second, every man reckon. It sure would be good to be there. When I say an arm echo, when the gates are finally closed, and the saints go marching in. Always harassed by the sea ciphers. Chief like Geronimo with his peace pipe. I emerge from the street life. This for the homies who relate, know what it be like. My QB life, taking a turn to the Louis the 13th life. Twisted and mangled, sort of like Bruce Lee life. Cursed with his son Brandon. If that's you and me, Knight, I pray our fate's greater. I speak life, I still matter as a rapper, not doubting. Even Tony Braxton's how to deal with Craig Kalman. How in the hell am I supposed to stay comfy when I pay child support alimony monthly? Got Maseratis and Ferraris, only like a woman who's a rider, but only hoes want me. Single life crazy, niggas wives on me. I say stay faithful, they say they man corny. So I'm stuck with some married women so far. Cheating while they husband rushing on the 40 yard line. Wonder if this is what my ex did the whole time. Good niggas seem to always end up with some hard times. Hope not, if a pimp slipping in the whole plot. Ain't nothing to a G in a two tone drop. Kid, and it don't stop. See a nigga disappearing with the baddest honeys in the whole spot. Yeah.
AKA Stay Busy, man. I'm that motherfucking guy. Shout out to my dude, Retardo Nardo, out there in Vegas. I definitely see you. The whole West Block team be holding me down when we'll be out here doing shows. Put the fucking goggles on. Go cop that Black City and Gloves. Cop that Welcome to Jam Rock by Damian Marley, the one right before this one. Then go ahead and cop this tomorrow. It's called Distant Relatives. This shit is crack. I got sent, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a real street team. I'll give you the whole loop. COZE25@AOL.com. We can figure it out how you can get down with this hype. ARIP, Blue Bees, Goggles on. Iro with the tattoos, you know, I see you. Original Heads, a West Coast Cannabis Club. The Nazis lit for me. Drake from Conscious Vibes.
Got out the 600, blunted chicks on them. Neighborhood know we coming. Jake hate them, snakes cannot violate them. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gives Fino Serranos. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks the tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back, Mac and business. Never puts cash or ass before friendship. He laughs last, as some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
It's fun for
leader.
All the leaders.
That's Captain Marley on the hook. Shout out to the whole Marley family.
It's fun for all the leaders.
Leader. Let's all take the ride. I see you out. I need a queen out there in El Grove. Oh, yeah, let's go.
A couple of shits. I want to show you this. We interviewed Steve Stout a couple months ago, and we asked him about you, and just wanted to get your reaction about what he said. He spoke really highly.
Nah, when's the last time you spoke with Nas? Yesterday. Okay. How's he doing? Nas, are you screaming at the pusher? Yeah, he looks like. Are you guys going to be doing any big deals soon, or?
Marketplace for music and business. He knows how to market the shit out of something, you know what I'm saying? So he kind of felt the music business kind of, he done it already. So he changed, went to something else, and doing very well. And dude is like someone who used to try to bring me with him to do all these other things and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's just, you know, Stout's Get Down, he's straight. You seen the movie Wall Street, Gecko? Not on the bad side, but on the good side. Michael Douglas joint. He showed me that movie years ago. I never saw it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Oliver Stone, but when I saw it, it wasn't like he's that kind of person, like a bad person, but. It just showed you a lot about business and how shrewd shit is and how you gotta be on top of your game. You know what I'm saying? Real New York movie, you know what I'm saying? Dude is inspired by a lot of interesting shit. He's an ill nigga.
Yeah. So would you validate is what Stout was saying true about you? He gave his opinion of, you know, you not winning that race, you're not that type of guy, you would say he's pretty much accurate, or
I mean, let's, those words be his words, you know what I'm saying? That was good to hear. It's
right.
Just good to see him.
Right.
And hear what he had to say, you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga.
What's your favorite Nas video of all time? What's your favorite video that you've done? That you had the most fun on, that you could recall?
I had a lot of fun doing Uchi Wally.
You see me pass, you holla, Uchi Bang Bang.
Uchi Wally Wally, Uchi Bang Bang.
Nah, I'm just... I had a lot of fun doing
watching that.
Damn. The recent video, as we enter.
Joe, I'll lay it up on your block if you wanna, or case it up, stash box in a Hummer, or you can run up and get done up.
You know what I'm saying? It's really easy. It's like, Nabil, cool ass director, got up in there, got us in there, got us in and out. You know what I'm saying? That was cool.
What's your favorite place to tour?
I like Switzerland. I like Tokyo. I like Lagos, Nigeria.
And our last question before we get out of here. What's the last thing you bought? The last major thing you purchased?
Major thing or just thing?
Thing. The last thing you pulled out money and bought.
Last thing I pulled out money and bought was weed.
What do you want your fans to get from this Distorelli's album? What do you want them to walk away with when they listen from track 1 to 14?
I like when artists get together and sit and do something together. You know what I mean? I like that. I'd like to see more of that, you know?
You going to be a part 2 to this album?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be a part 2, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the solo Nas record in the distance?
Yeah, I just started working on a solo record.
Wow.
So that should be out later this year.
Okay. One last question I want to ask you about your reaction to Guru passing. I want to ask you about that.
Wow. I mean, rest in peace. He was a straight soldier, king of underground. He was that dude, you know what I mean? Mass Appeal, Just to Get a Rep, Stick Up Kid Anthem back in the days, that one. So, I mean, take it personal. He introduced us to Premier, you know what I'm saying? So, he'll be remembered forever.
All right, Nas, life off.
Mukulukulu kimene mene kyangu maputo. Mshimukano dilo la bumaku.
Wawe, wawe. These later days in Babylon, as I watch your children grow and hear them carry on, and I miss you even more. Still I send them go to school and tell them where them fi know, while I'm a friend them is salute. That the gun and then the screw. Another year has come and passed, man I drop like money do. Uncle Warwick sick and gone when him couldn't get your flu. Think I see you and me done, respect long and overdue. When nothing never did I want, you still have on something new. Our friendship ever lasts, all when one minus from few. Yes, we surely had a blast, we're like family, me and you. I know every part you cross, you to somebody we're true. Of the many that I call, only chosen is a few. Of the real friends that serve you long. Your memories might fade. The real friends that serve you long. Sunshine or rain. The real friends that serve you long.
Talking with winners, a loser or two. Got my number still, they think they real, but they just really awfully bitter. Salty niggas hate the smarter ones. These are the doubters who sour about my run. I barely made it out the slums. My value high, cause I do more than rap about a gun. I made money for niggas, y'all never looking out for none. I helped millionaires get to that very position. For real millionaires, see that's ill, cause look at statistics. real millionaires, and I ain't talking ghetto riches, feral business. You mistreating niggas, heard your folks bleed in prison. You ain't a G, and if you was, I don't recall who would roll with y'all. Bunch of fucking know-it-alls whose dough is small. Look what has come to our rapport, good no more. We was good before, till I saw what type of dude you took me for. We had a chance to take vapor down, what I took was more. Because of hatred, opportunity wasted.
Be the friends that stab you out. Your car and clothes is dead. Your real friend won't do you wrong. Real friend don't change. Hey, your real friend won't run in war. No care what the cost is. Your real friends are in for all the wins and the losses. So no question at all, I'm ready for rise and all it. Take it to the enemies all for one and one for all it. Real friends will hear you out. No secret stealing. Real friends don't sell you out. No bargain bleeding. Always looking out of me when outside I drop. Friend won't hide you out. No, your real friends will serve you long.
Right now, poker online.
When all is dead, your real friend won't do you wrong. Real friend don't change.
May last up from backstabbing, turn to tears faster. I wish for you no snakes shall slither past you. You have to keep your vision clear, cause only a coward lives in fear. My surroundings got only real powerful niggas here. Real men, we have a code of ethics. No question, no jealousies, no feminine tendencies we expecting. No gossip, no phony logic, no counting your homie pocket. Spare no expense for legal defense if your homie locked up. No keeping tabs on who was the last who looked out. Selfishness, that's a character flaw. Yo, what happened to the honor? You're dealing with sensitive prima donna drama. Teflon love for my dudes who solid.
Be the friends that serve you now. Your memory is my name. Be the friends that serve you now.
I got a caller on. What's good?
What's up with it, man? It's the Kater, the kid, man. Kater, man. Hey, Kater, look, Washington, man. Pazar, Pazar. You know what it is. Straight A. Straight Raw Radio, man. What's happening?
What's up with you, baby?
Ah, man. Calling, man, you know what I mean? Pay homage, man, to some of the legendary pioneers who did it before we did it, man. Special shout out to Nostradamus, man, Braveheart, Stand Up, Damon Marley.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Put your lighters in the air, man. You know what it is. Pay homage.
You been liking that so far? You been tuned in?
Oh, man, tuned in, man, every day, man. If you ain't tuned in, man, you know what I mean? He's a cocksucker, man. Straight Raw Radio, every night, midnight. It's going down.
Right,
you feel me? The Kid Kid Kater.
You know, I'm about to say, you got to stop by the lab tomorrow. Give us that track, man. I got people that was tuned in tonight. They want to hear that goddamn song.
All right, man. It's all good. I'm going to blast that to you ASAP, man. Y'all tune in tomorrow, man. Straight Raw Radio. You feel me? Midnight, tomorrow night, man. It's going to be the Fuck Hell Real Hour, man. Starring Kater, a.k.a. the less fortunate Cesar Faison, man. I got a hot exclusive track, man. We're going to leak it. You can't hear it nowhere else but on Straight Raw Radio. They give it to you first. You dig what I'm saying, man? A.k.a.
the
less fortunate.
Go ahead and tune in, because, man, once I play it, it's free reign. Y'all can take it, but we're going to break the record. It's gonna fuck a lot of heads up, man, I'm trying to tell you.
And I go bar for bar with any of your favorite rappers.
Oh, yeah,
I'm talking. You know what I mean? We do this for a living, man. Straight Wild Radio, man. The Kid Kid Kater, man. Tune in tomorrow night, man. I'm going to give you niggas exclusive. I'm going to get the streets what they really want, man. Rest in peace, Bob Marley, man. Once again, put your motherfucking lighters in the air.
That's what's up. Hey, before you bounce, we going to the Nas and Damon Marley show. It's going to be on the 25th. You fucking with us or what?
Oh, man, off top, man. You know, I'm in the building, man. I got to be there to pay respect, man. Like I said before, to the pioneers, the legendary cast who did it before us, man, you know. I'm just a student.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just had to give you the update on that shit, let you know what the science was. Yeah, fuck with me, man. Hit me tomorrow.
Man, my sound good about group, man. I'm shooting that shit to you tomorrow, man. I'm having exclusives for you ASAP. It's going to be on your desk, man. Straight Raw Radio. Tune in every night, 12 fucking a.m. Pacific motherfucking time. Cops, stop it.
Good looking, my nigga. My dude, Katie, if y'all don't know the less fortunate, Live Wire. Get this track to Lil Wayne, a bunch of Jada Kids. This goes on. Let me just do it out.
And I've got cheaters devising, and I've got news for rejoicing. Now a new sun is rising, I count my blessings. That I'm safe when I'm resting, furniture in my nesting. Not by force I'm suggesting, you count your blessings. I've got love and assurance, I've got new health insurance. I've got strength and endurance, so I count my blessings. And give thanks to the master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
Count your blessings. Yo, this year, can't wait till it gets here. 7/21/09, my first son will shine. And it's amazing, I'm about to be raising another made man. And like his dad, they'll praise him. And some will hate him, just cause we're building a nation. Like Bob did with Damien, the world will embrace him. Girls will chase him, 4C, they will not break him. And when I'm not around, you look for God and thank
him. I've got somewhere to dress for, and I've got nowhere to dress for. And so I'll always put my best foot and count my blessings. And there'll be no need for tissues, cause there'll be no further issues. If you've got someone who miss you, man, count your blessings. And I've got love and assurance, and I've got new health insurance. And I've got strength and endurance, so I've got my blessings. And give thanks to the master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
You were sitting in the top position, picture perfect, nothing less cause you deserve it. Without the Hermes, you never hurting. You knew that you was destined for greatness for certain. To see the overzealous, they be thirsting. Caught up in emotion, you keeping your composure like Gershwin. Songs by Earthwind, keep you in the zone writing verses. So when your pockets light, know that you have a heavy purpose.
We've got preschool and daycare, we've got pension and welfare. And though not all will play the game fair, still I got my blessings. I've got joy in abundance.
Nah,
I've
on,
got
man.
Life full of substance. I've got me to
my nigga
with function, so I count my blessings. I've got something to live for. I've got surplus to give more, and we're all welcome to his door. So I count my blessings. And give thanks to the master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. So I count my blessings.
I think you're looking too hard for it, with a double law under your garage door. Appreciate the things you work hard for, and count your blessings, count your blessings. So don't be mad if you ain't fly, y'all. You got the means to reach the level I'm on. You should know that it's only one notch, y'all. But count your blessings, count your blessings.
And I've got cheaters to fight in, and I've got news for rejoicing. Now a new sun is rising, I count my blessings. That I'm safe when I'm resting, furniture in my nesting. Not by force I'm suggesting, you count your blessings. I've got love and assurance, I've got new health insurance. I've got strength and endurance, so I count my blessings.
I was old, man.
To the master, that through all the disaster, we're still here together after. Better count your blessings.
Chill, chill, chill. My whole team black like Buffalo Soldiers. I got fast hands like fucking Russ Poker, D-Honda, Peace Longer. That's your play me for that. God, who's on those, man? I'm playing folks right now. Damon Marley, Nas, you understand? Put the goggles on, man. Go cop 3 copies tomorrow. Support real hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Things of that nature.
Yeah, check it.
put your hands together and give a very warm welcome to Nas and Damian Marley. All right, well, welcome to the museum. This is an exciting night for us. You might be making history. There's some groundbreaking music being made. So that's where really I want to start. First of all, the two of you working together, you've done it before.
Well, for me, it started as being a fan, you know what I mean? The first time I met Nas was, I don't know if Nas remember still, but it was Smoking Groove's tour back in 96. He was on tour along with the Fugees, and my older brothers and sisters, Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, was on that tour also. So that was the first time that I had met him when I was doing my last album, which was Welcome to Jamrock album. You know, we really wanted to have Nas as a guest. So we reached out and, you know, he came through and blessed the track. So that's really how that link developed from that time till now.
Yeah.
Did you know his music and stuff at the time?
I've always been a fan of his whole family. And once I heard Jamrock, once that was out, that was like the hottest record in the streets everywhere. So when I got the call on that, I just jumped to it to work on his album.
So the relationship starts, and then, of course, it's picking up now today. Give us an idea as to what we can expect from Distant Relative.
What you expect from Distant Relative, expect the unexpected, you know? I mean, we're trying to take a unique approach right now with the album, you know, musically. I think it kind of really have a flavor that is kind of new. You know, we really try to incorporate a whole heap of African flavors within what is our regular flavors, you know what I'm saying? And do it in a way that it don't really feel like too obvious or too forced. You know what I mean? I think some of the things people might be surprised that when they hear some of the music that it actually come from Africa. You know, we have a group of musicians that we're working with from Jamaica that we, you know, that I travel with, you know, has been contributing to our project. And, you know, that's where we've really been battling it out of late, you know.
Yeah.
It's mostly life that we've been doing. Yeah.
It's life. It's like, you know, we first started working, you know, I kind of wanted to think about what direction we should go in, like reggae, rap, whatever, because it's all like the same reggae rap, but it kind of went into its own thing. He has, like, he got a lot of ideas. I've been taking a lot of, like, music from him. He'll let me hear some African music that's, like, crazy, some stuff I never heard of, just ride around with it, and I see what he's doing in the studio with the all the players, all the musicians and everything, so the music, I think, I call it world music. I don't know what to call it. It's just music. We had a few concepts. We had a few ideas and was trying to really narrow it down to one message, I think. You know what I mean? So I had a lot of ideas. He had a lot of ideas. And they were all similar, you know, all basically around, you know, empowerment in a way. Because if we're talking about distant relatives, we're talking about the human family, the race, the human race, and how we're all somehow connected.
When you guys are in the studio together, how do you find that middle ground between where you might want to take the music?
I think we share a great respect for each other. And we both really respect each other's opinions and know that it's both, you know, it's as much Nas project as it is mine, you know what I mean, in that case of everything. So, you know, we have a great chemistry working together in the studio that I don't think it's something you can force. That's natural. You know what I mean? That has been really playing out into the music.
It's been a lyrical thing, too. I mean, you know, I'll hear what he's doing. I hear a verse that he's laying, and I'm checking it out. And I'm like, okay. You know, I'm trying to fit mine in there so the song is, like, staying, making sense. You know what I mean? But you always hear something new in what he's saying. You're like, wow, I didn't know you knew that. Oh, wow, like, tell me more about that. You know, the verses start conversations. Like, somebody will lay a verse and be like, yo, what do you mean that?
Yeah.
And then we just go into it and we spark these conversations and stuff.
How do you prepare when you go into the studio? Are you listening to certain things, maybe some of his work or work of other Jamaican reggae or dancehall artists? And do you listen to some New York rap stuff? Or is it strictly spontaneous? You just walk in and just let it go?
It's a great questions, man. You got really good, man. Good questions, man. I got to tell you, I listen to Damien's stuff, and today I was listening to his dad's stuff. You know.
Really?
Yeah. You know, just going into that world and. You know, Bob, you know?
Bop, 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 bop.
Long, long.
And how about you, Danny?
Well, like I was saying earlier, you know, I started out as a fan. So even before really coming to work on this project, I own a lot of his albums, you know what I mean? So, and then, you know, going into the studio, just going with an open mind, really. Open heart.
Who's producing it?
I'd say I like, we both have producer hats on, you know, like I have some things I want to do on end, but the majority of the stuff has been all his ideas, and it's like real worldly kind of stuff.
What I have heard rumor-wise is that this is not a reggae album, this is not a dancehall album, this is not a rap album, that you have taken the music in places that are going to really surprise people, that you're opening some brand new avenues of musical expression. Is that
I hope so, you know. That's what we're trying to do. I mean, again, not too consciously neither. Still just trying to do what they feel. Yeah. You know what I mean? But in a sense, I didn't want it to sound like something that would be typical of me, neither typical of Nas, but something where you can still see how there's a middle ground in the music. You know, you can still hear something that is reminiscent of either of us. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how we've been approaching the music from that standpoint.
You're not looking to make a certain kind of record necessarily all the time. You're just looking to go in there and just record. So some of the stuff, I mean, you just bigged up the album really well, it sounds like. But like Bob said, I'm sorry. I never told you, but sometimes in the studio, it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it is what it is.
To just to come into what Nas was just saying, so that it's been really fun, you know, especially over the last couple of days we've been working together. Because what we've been doing is really like going in the booth together. And like I would spit out a few lines, and then Nas would spit out a few, and every now and then I might need a word or two, and he would give me a word or give me a line, you know what I mean? And it's really fun because even in the sense of, you know, again, like I said, I've been, you know, working with someone who you respect, especially as a lyricist. You know what I mean? It's really like iron sharp iron right now. Okay, you can't slack off right now, you know? Yeah, man. So great experience and great. It's a great learning experience for me too, you know?
And it sounds like, again, the things that you're writing and the things that will probably appear on this record are instruments of change, perhaps, as it goes toward Africa. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. There's a universal truth on the album that I think it goes beyond just Africa, as you're saying, that thing about humanity, you know what I mean? But, you know, we still know that right now we want to raise some awareness toward Africa, you know, to our generation especially, you know, in all kind of ways, to not even just about the struggles, but just about Africa in general. Yeah. There's a lot of good things about Africa too that we want to highlight, and you know what I mean? Let's really educate people about Africa.
And certainly, I mean, Africa needs the attention. There's a lot of things going there, and there's a lot of maybe more problems in Africa than anywhere else per square foot on this planet. And so the attention that it will get, obviously, will be good. But how do you follow up with something like this? You're going to basically open people's eyes and ears maybe to some of these things. Will you tour and then carry this music to the people, or are there plans yet to do stuff together like that?
Shouldn't say too much. I don't really know. It's still working it out, but yeah, we're putting together a great tour so you can get both of us on stage. And, you know, he has so much to bring to the stage, and I have so much to bring to the stage. And, you know, it's going to be fun. It just feels like fun. The whole process is fun, and I think we can have fun helping people, you know. I think we can have fun just giving people some music. It's just a whole fun experience. Like I'm having so much fun recording this album, and I think about things we want to do with this album. You know, it's just limitless. You know what I mean?
My way, oh baby.
Yeah. Hold up, fuck that.
On into you, man.
Talk some shit. Alright. For y'all that don't know, I'm saying before I fold this hand real quick. It's real shit, man. I got it. No, I went all in. This bitch had 8-9. Wait, let me bust her eye with the trip sixes. Bust her eye with the trip sixes. Bitch, get something. But now, yeah, buy it to the table with me so he saw that. Yeah, I mean, trip sixes. Anyways, boom. Nas and Damon Marley. All right, it's going to be at the Fox Theater in Oakland. The address is 1807 Telegraph Avenue. Do you understand that? 1807 Telegraph Avenue. Telegraph Avenue. That's Tuesday, May 25th. Nas, Damon Marley. The tickets are $39. So for you laymen, it's $40. You go Ticketmaster, you go to the door. Now let's run through it again. Nas, Damon, Marley. The 25th, it's on a Tuesday. Starts at 8. Through the knowledge at the Fox Theater. Or Fox Theater, however you choose to say it. Put the goggles on. Back to the scheduled programming.
Morning to you, man. Morning to your love. Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This is the day we working, can you tell me young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, you sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This is the day we working, can you tell me young ones, who are we today?
The black oasis, ancient Africa, the sacred awaken, the sleeping giant, science, art is your creation. I dreamt that we could visit old Kemet. Your history is too complex and rigid for some Western critics. They want the whole subject diminished, but Africa's the origin of all the world's religions. We praise bridges that carried us over the battlefronts of Sudanic soldiers, the task put before us.
You hear me out? Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working, can you tell me young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working, can you tell me young ones, who are we today?
Who are we today? The slum diseases AIDS. We need that all to fade. We cannot be afraid. So who are we today? We are the morning after. The makeshift youth, the slave ship captured. Our diaspora is the final chapter. The ancestral lineage built pyramids. America's first immigrant. The king's son and daughters from now waters. The first architect, the first philosophers, astronomers, the first prophets, and the doctors was us.
Hey, now can we all break? Each in his own way, teaching and learning, we can work it out. We love a warm bed, we love some warm bread and shelter from the storm dread, and we can work it out. Mother Nature feeds us in farming and drought. Tell those selfish in ways not to share us out. What's a tree without root? Lion without tooth? Lie without truth, you hear me out. Africa must wake up, you sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working, can you tell me young ones, who are we today? Yeah, Lord. Well, Africa must wake up, you sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may some more love come. This the day we working, I tell you young blood, this world is yours today.
Daddy, oh, daddy, why you never just eat it? On inky torte pizza, why didn't you eat it? On the marquilla teso, why didn't you do it?
Depicting their frustrations over ill instrumentation. Cause music is the way to convey to you what I'm facing. Placing my life in front of your eye for your observation. Now if you can't relate, then maybe you are too complacent. Athletes today are scared to make Muhammad Ali statements. What's up with tomorrow? Will you lead? Will you follow? Improve your values. Education is real power. I reach them like Bono. So get rid of your self-sorrow. Add some bravado. Get wealthy like Wells Fargo. It's true that I am you, and I am proof, surviving through. We do what we gotta do. Yo, we can break the cycle, let nobody lie to you. Then maybe put our sons and our daughters in private school. Cause there's a mission we gotta finish before we leave. This generation is destined to do historic deeds.
As we enter, come the great thing upon the biggest adventure. Must be dementia that you ever thought you could touch our credentials.
What up, y'all? This is Nam.
Yo, Demon Junagang Male.
To all the distant relatives out there, what up?
Check it, Hard Knock TV. The distant relatives is all about speaking about human beings being related, you know what I mean? And people being related. and the common origin of all people. So that is really the movement.
Anything you want to add to that?
Nah, whatever the man said there, like, you know, whatever he say, I agree.
Cause music is the way to convey to you what I'm facing. Placing my life in front of your eye for your observation. Now if you can't relate, then maybe you are too complacent. Athletes today are scared to make Muhammad Ali statements. What's up with tomorrow? Will you lead? Will you follow?
When people listen to the album, like, are there specific topics that you want them to be more involved in?
Tell you what, you know, we just want them to be a little bit more interested in Africa. So perhaps, you know, them can start to research some topics for themselves. You know what I mean? Africa is, you know, hundreds and thousands of topics for people to research. You know? All natures of topics, not just topics of dire situations. You have topics of history, topics of, you know, victory. You know? So the whole thing is really just inspire interest in Africa at large.
Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Now I've been to your gun, can't turn it out. Body diversity, so let's scream murder out. The king's back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with you coming. Renegades and appeal your back like New London. Let your Jews
say, y'all ready, baby?
About the deep-rooted connections between reggae and hip-hop.
The deep-rooted connection. Well, the deep-rooted connection, I mean, if you check the history of both genres of music, you know, they're really similar beginnings, and there are intertwined beginnings, you know what I mean? This is not the first time that reggae and hip-hop are doing collaborations, you know what I mean? This is not the first time that one genre has inspired the other, you know? So they have that common issue together, and of course, also both genres kind of really come from where it's like the ground level up, you know?
It comes from the street expression, the true honest street expression. You know, whether it's to be seen as positive or negative in the eyes of people or listeners, you know what I mean? But it's a true honest street expression, and it's built from the ground up, both genres.
I've heard you both say you didn't want it to be a Nas album, you don't want it to be a Damien album. How do you collaboratively find that common ground as artists?
It's simple. Simple to find that common ground. You know, we both want to do something that excites us. While we're making the records, we want to feel good, like, yo, this is feeling good to both of us for many reasons. So once we accomplish that with each song, it's good.
Going into a project, what did you learn from each other as far as things that you didn't know about each other's personalities? I mean, you guys worked on it. This has almost been 2 years since the project first started.
Yeah, we're cool. We're both cool. We got a lot in common like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. You know, you see him, he's a stand-up guy. I'm a stand-up guy, and that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. See him.
Stay tuned, this is the game of life, and these are the cards I've been dealt. Give you the real deal, live footage, so you can feel for yourself. It's uncut and raw, ghetto reporter, since before the new world was in order. Embedded in places you dreaded and never thought of. The corners, the streets, the projects, the one-bedroom apartments, the hood. I'm the voice for all of y'all misunderstood. It's because I'm hip-hop, maybe I was born from the struggle. Hustle and hover above the earth, observe the concrete jungle. And expose all lies,
it's real
deep, from the block it's all lies.
It's real deep,
revolution of the mind. Giving nothing but truth.
Can you read thoughts? Can you read poems? Can you pretty
predict the future. Can you see storms coming? The earth was flooded, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Galas teach in universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk out? Even though you drive cars.
The job is on, man.
Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran?
Stuff along concrete, there, boy. My love, I do. Watch out. Chuck it. Boom. You know what I mean? Me dip out a whole 14, you know what I mean? And reload my next magazine, you know what I mean? And wounded them mouths in steam, you know what I mean? Stuff of them, I move sideways and lean, you know what I mean? Can't come out when man to eat, you know what I mean? We not like them colonial regime, you know what I mean? Ethiopia not like Mussolini, you know what I mean? Me queen of Iraq and come in, you know what I mean? And jump on me big trampoline, you know what I mean? And boost up our self-esteem, you know what I mean? Stuff of the home and kitchen to clean, you know what I mean? And with recipe that I steam, know what I mean? The lyrics them a flow like a steam, know what I mean? Make you feel like you're living in a dream, know what I mean? It come to the crap and a cream, know what I mean? It come to discipline on a steam, know what I mean? Me tougher than a home and a limousine, know what I mean? We step in, we fresh and we clean, know what I mean? I burn the stink and stop green, know what I mean? Better listen up careful and keen, know what I mean? I poop another rap and come in.
We celebrate like I finished probation, boy, boy. Not stand with no chaser, boy, boy. From the mouth, I can spit out a razor, boy, boy. Open up your face, you like your boy, Roy in his prime. Eat food, dinner time, junior gongs, half beginners. Handle business, black velvet, sippers, females. Never been as farewell, they with us. Cause we arrive on a scene just like a high beam, nah, I mean. Don't let us have to make the nine scream, nah, I mean. At your racial police, they regime, nah, I mean. Spiritual well like an Elohim, nah, I mean. In a casino or wherever I'm seen, my brothers and sisters are never forgotten, I mean. Don't wanna hear another soldier drop, nah, I mean. Another dope addict is shot with the morphine. And feds are indicting my block, nah, I mean. They're wearing red from their shoes to their top, nah, I mean. I'm wishing that all the violence would stop, nah, I mean.
When I like this song, I'm tiring, nah, I mean. And some boys stop like ice cream, nah, I mean. From a boy, make the feds intervene, nah, I mean. Wishing I were gonna take him to be, nah, I mean. Parabellum, them are each up in a spleen, nah, I mean. In a Queen's gunman reign supreme, nah, I mean. Kingstonians are real blood fiends, nah, I mean. The world is a big crime scene, nah, I mean.
Yo, yo, Mr. President,
what you doing from a resident?
Yo,
Mr. Minister,